Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo Uji, just making a video about transition into destruction. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass, and hopefully you're not getting in any fights with any trannies, so like that they don't grab your dick. Yeah, I guess it's some kind of mating ritual, right? Yes, friends, don't be a tranny, because then you end up being in some weird positions, right? Just take it from me, friends. Don't be a fucking dumb fuck and start doing tranny shit, because then you're done. You want to see what I mean? I got something for our favorite place called Reddit. Yes, fine toilet, right? Well, let's bring it up. Yes, friends. If you don't think that Reddit is a fine fucking place, well, you're right, friend, because it's all full of bullshit, trannies, faggots, weirdos, freaks, and pedophiles. Awesome place to be in, right? Yes, and they got this bullshit on Chew Off My Chest. It says,
I lived as trans for 12 years and it destroyed my life.
Oh, yes, that's what you get for being a stupid ass motherfucker. Enjoy.
Everything I worked for is ruined!
Well, enjoy, you fucking tranny, you dumb bastard!
My relationship with my family, my work, and school prospects, everything!
Well, yeah, you fell for the fucking Kool-Aid, and you drank it, hook, line, and sinker, and now you got tranny troubles. Enjoy!
I got sucked into it when I was just a confused bisexual 16-year-old!
Yes, you're on the older of the teen spectrum, so they got you. Hey, at least they didn't get you when you were like 12 or something, but eh? Either way, you had fun and now you got this bullshit.
I just wanted gay friends!
Yeah, don't we all want faggot friends, huh? Oh, whatever.
A community of people like myself!
Yeah, too bad I can't find weirdos like me. But then I guess I don't, you know, whatever. Anyways.
But I ended up being groomed by a 40-year-old trans woman who convinced me I made a cute boy!
Yes, you dumb fucktard. You used to be a chick and now you became a man, man. Now, what are you gonna do now? I don't know. Maybe have buyer's remorse? Anyways, let's continue.
I ended up in a series of abusive relationships with trans women.
Wow, fun times, right?
When I just wanted to be with other females.
Yes, you got fucking weirdos with dicks, and they did some weird dick things to you, didn't they? But it is what it is.
But my girlfriends were extremely controlling and isolating me from everyone who might encourage me to question them and think of my own needs.
Yes, they just served their own needs and they told you to serve or fuck off. And what you do, you served, so enjoy.
I'm now in my 30s and I have nothing to show for it.
Yes, nothing but broken dreams and broken buttholes. Anyways,
the time I spent as trans is a big black hole in my life.
You're sure it wasn't a big black hole in your butt? Just saying.
The worst part is I did so little learning and growing during that time because I spent every waking minute learning about trans and talking about trans politics.
And yeah, that's all you get is nothing but broken dreams and broken buttholes. So yeah, this is what you get for being fucking stupid and drinking the community Kool-Aid of fucking tranny fucks. So yeah, you're stupid, so now you have to clean up that aftermath and there's no one there to help you now. Gee, that's what happens when you get used and abused and you're done. You get tossed away like a used condom. So yeah, that's what's happened and that's your future now. Enjoy. Too bad if you fuck around and find out, so let's continue.
I gave my life for the trans community that now hates me and wants me dead.
Yes, your old friends and allies, now they're your bitter enemies and they want you dead because now you're shining a light to their trans bullshit agenda. Yes, fun times indeed.
I have constant suicide ideation and just want this nightmare to end.
Well, yeah, you said that you live this bullshit and now you want to commit suicide. Yeah, you shouldn't commit suicide, but fucking hell, you did do some fucked up things to yourself. And, yeah, I don't think you could, you know, get a mulligan and start over again. It would be nice if you could, you know, continue or, you know, start over from a save point or something like that. But, yeah, life doesn't work that way. And you got this bullshit. Yep, we only have one life to live. So don't be doing stupid shit like this that later you might regret. Yes, friends, that's what happens when you're fucking stupid, young, and you're impressionable. You get these dirty fuckers polluting your mind with bullshit. And then you do this stuff, and there's no going back. Oh, man. Yeah, these people should get crucified for what they do to these kids. Yeah, they grow up to be adults, and then they're... Yeah, what is it? Don't they have like a 75% suicide rate? Because they regret turning their innie into an Audi or vice versa or whatever? Yeah. Imagine you cut your dick off and you turn it into a pussy. Yeah, you can't just, you know, stitch it back up and there you go. No fuss, no muss. It doesn't work that way, but people have stupid ass ideas. Well, we do have an overpopulation of retards, so thinning out the herd is not a bad idea, but it is what it is. Remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are just my bullshit. So don't be retarded like these freaks and do something crazy. So just endure, friends. And when this shit gets finally fixed, survive, friends. So like that, we can rebuild and do something beautiful with the time that we do have. Well, something to think about. You take care of yourself, buddy, and be awesome. Goodbye.
Voting for the man that's gonna take America back, baby. Donald J. Trump, man.
What's one of your biggest issues?
It's probably gonna be inflation, because I sell t-shirts and all that stuff.
Your t-shirts are made in the USA?
No, my blanks? No. See, that's the thing Trump's talking about. If we tax them, hit tariffs, the same item they're making over there will cost the same to make over here.
We pay the tariffs.
Well, the companies pay the tariffs, not us.
China doesn't pay the tariffs. We do when they come in.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Like if I'm buying 1,000 shirts from China and there's a tariff on it, I'm paying the tariff.
Well, no, whoever's getting it imported in is going to pay the tariffs.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the business owner. I'm paying the tariff. China doesn't pay it. I pay for it. Well, and like, if I'm the business owner and I buy 1,000 shirts,
I see what you're saying.
China's not... Jolly, so I'm trying to explain.
So who pays the tariff?
They're paying the tariff.
Do you think that? Do you believe that?
I was trying to say, because I sell merch as well.
I sell you something for $10, right? You're going to sell it to him for $20.
Exactly.
But then I make you pay me $15 for it. Are you still going to sell it to him for
$20? Am I going to sell it to him for $20?
If I raise the price $5.
Oh, it's going to have to go up.
Right.
So yeah, the consumer foots the bill.
Have a good day.